WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little more grace and a whole lot of grit. We all crave that unshakable inner strength, right? That feeling of being able to handle whatever comes our way, like a metaphorical superhero in a world full of kryptonite. But let's be honest, building that inner fortress isn't always easy. It takes work, it takes dedication, and sometimes it feels like we're battling an army of insecurities and anxieties. That's why I created Stoic Mental Armor, your daily dose of wisdom to help you cultivate that inner strength and become the most resilient version of yourself. We'll dive into the philosophies and practices that have helped people navigate life's challenges for centuries, and we'll make it practical, relatable, and, dare I say, even a little bit fun. So buckle up, because today, we're talking about cultivating inner strength and courage, two ingredients essential for a truly fulfilling life. Ever felt that pang of fear before taking a leap? Or maybe you've hesitated to speak your truth because you were worried about what others might think. Those are the moments where inner strength and courage really shine. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those inner muscles. First, embrace self-awareness. Before we can truly be courageous, we need to understand our own fears, anxieties, and triggers. What makes your heart race? What throws you off balance? Once you know your weaknesses, you can start to address them head-on. Think of it like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. The same goes for self-awareness. Second, practice mindfulness. This isn't about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting mantras, though that might work for some. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When anxiety creeps in, take a deep breath and notice your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. It's like hitting the pause button and allowing yourself a moment of calm amidst the chaos. Third, reframe your perspective. Have you ever noticed how our interpretation of events can completely change the outcome? When faced with challenges, try to reframe the situation in a more positive light. Instead of viewing a setback as a failure, see it as an opportunity for growth and learning. Remember, even the most successful people have faced their fair share of obstacles. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on what we already have can do wonders for our inner strength. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a delicious cup of coffee. This simple practice can shift your mindset and boost your resilience. Finally, take action. This is where the rubber meets the road. Cultivating inner strength isn't just about thinking positive thoughts, it's about stepping outside your comfort zone and taking action, even when you're scared. Remember that feeling of accomplishment after overcoming a challenge. That's what fuels our courage and builds our confidence. Let me share a real-world example that resonates with me. Remember that time I decided to start this podcast? I was terrified. The thought of sharing my ideas with the world, putting myself out there, it felt like leaping off a cliff into thin air. But I knew I had something valuable to offer, and deep down, I craved the challenge. So, I took a leap of faith, embraced the fear, and started recording. And you know what? The more I did it, the easier it became. The initial fear didn't disappear entirely, but it lost its power over me. It transformed into something else, a thrilling sense of possibility, a drive to keep learning and growing. So remember, cultivating inner strength and courage is a journey, not a destination. There will be setbacks, moments of doubt, and times when you feel like giving up. But by practicing self-awareness, mindfulness, perspective reframing, gratitude, and taking action, you can build the unshakable inner fortress and conquer any challenge life throws you away. You are capable of amazing things. Keep pushing forward, keep learning, and never stop believing in yourself. And if you find this podcast helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little extra support. Let's empower each other to live bolder, more fulfilling lives. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.